כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום. כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
רואה הקדוש ברוך הוא שצדיקים מועטים, עומד ושוסלון בכל דוי ודוי. דייבש תסור צדיקים are few, and he planted in each generation, in every country, right before the war, there was Shuvis Marshag in Levushim Motche and Maisel and Melech in Hungary, and there was Reb Meir Arik and Reb Marsham in Galicia, and there was the Aruch HaShulchan and Reb Yitzchak Chanan and the Netziv and Gedoy Le'olam, Reb Chaim Briske in Lithuania. Every country where Klal Yisrael went, Gedoy Yisrael were produced. Because Omad v'shoslon b'chol doi v'doi. Poiske adoiris, manhige adoiris. And the Gemara says in Bav Metzia that the Eibishte showed Odom Erishin, doi doi v'doishov, doi doi v'chachomov, etc. And Shmuel says he knows he won't be around because he saw the Sefer of Odom Erishin and will be a chacham, not a rebbe. And the attitude of Klal Yisrael is that we're proud to belong to this beautiful nation that has these Gedolei Yisrael. And we understand that Omad v'shoslon, because most people don't have the capacity to become Gedolei Yisrael. And we see the Hashkoche Protis, the Hashkoche Elyoina and Klal Yisrael, in the Kiloisi Shokach Mipizaroi, in the promise that Torah won't be forgotten, that he always plants these Gedolei Yisrael. And it was always a source of joy, not a source of pressure, and not a source to make you feel depressed why you didn't reach the levels of those Gedolei Yisrael. It was a simple understanding, wow, how the Hashkoch Elyoina keeps the promise of Kilois Yishokach, how Omad V'shosl Mechol Doi V'doi keeps on going. And as the Mesil Sisharim explains, that the Chochem Einoi Elo Oise Mashem B'choik Tivoi Lasois, the Chochem does what's natural for him, and if you would have the Chochem of the Chochem, you would also have reached that level. And there's nothing wrong with being intellectually honest to understand that the Cheshik to learn many hours Bertzifis, when a person has a tremendous zikaron and tremendous clarity in what he learns and tremendous speed in processing what he learns, makes the geschmack and the enjoyment of learning so great that the only nisayin these people have is to stop learning, and it's not comparable at all to the strain and stress of people with weak zichronis and weak processing systems who find it very hard to keep the cheshbon from one line of Gemara to the next. And as the Gemara in the end of Eilat Metzia says, there are Bali Mikre, Bali Mishne, Bali Talmud, Toiv Lev Mishne Tomid, Eilu Bali Mishne, Kol Yimei Oni Roim, Eilu Bali Talmud. And Michal Zilber writes in the Haskama to a Sefer that in the year Tovshin Chof, he took a bocha that was having migraine headaches, and he took him to the stipler, and the stipler asked him if he understands the shir, if he understands the limudim, and the bocha told him he's having a very hard time. And the stipler said, it seems that that's the cause of the terrible headaches, because you're straining yourself beyond your capacity. And the stipler said the following words. He said in Yiddish, but I'll say it in English. He said, how long does a person live? For 70 years. So for 70 years, you won't understand. But for eternity, the Netzach Netzachim, the Kedusha, that Torah gives a person, you tried your best, you'll have the entire Kedusha and entire Olam Haba that you get from Torah. So don't strain yourself beyond your capacity, be calm, learn whatever you could, grasp whatever you could. And the stipler did not tell him that you'll just push yourself and suddenly you're going to become ואילו יישב אילויים, אין סמכן על הנס. Even if there are one or two stories that a nes happened and somebody that had a slow brain suddenly became a genius, first of all, the stories have to be verified. Somebody asks the Michael Zilber, is it true that Reb Chaim Knievsky was a weak Baal Kishrin as a bacher? So Reb Michael says that he spoke to Reb Beryl Pravarsky, who was younger, but he was a lomji yeshiva with him. He says it's a fatal mistake, his lashon is. Ze ta'ut fatalit. It's a fatal mistake. Reb Chaim was a born computer. He wasn't an Ilui. He was way past the Ilui. But he didn't sit and shmooze in the lomdus. By the time he was 18, he memorized Shas and Shulchan Aruch with all the Rishonim, with all the nice Kalim. Never had to look at a Rashman and a Ramban again. It was beyond, beyond, beyond. Koiches that the Eibishter gives Adarabe, to see the Ashkoche that before World War II, the Eibishter took the Mishpoche Kedoshe, the Chazanish, the Stipler, took them out of the Shoye, out of the, away from the claws of the Holocaust. And in the plan of the continuity of Torah, the Eibishter preserved these Malachi Elyoin, including Reb Chaim Knievsky. That's supposed to make a Yid proud, and to make a Yid see the Hashgachas Hashem, not to feel dejected. Me'iri writes in Yumadach Chavov, the Me'iri writes, Harbe Ro'inu, we've seen many people in the Flogei Torah that learn all day, and when they try to grasp a halacha, l'maise, l'asuk ha'shmaitz, l'alib l'hilchus, gam ha'pesach, ein ha'maitzim. They don't even know how to start. Because they don't have the chizik koyach hasichli. They don't have that capacity to be maven dover, mitrich dover. They can get the basic, what they learn, they can type what it says, but they can't get into the undercurrent of the sugya, into the depth, into the seichel that lies behind the sugya. They can't plummet the tremendous depth of each line in Gemara. They don't have that capacity. And he doesn't say, he says they were learning about smother Rabbi, the Kol Yimeyem, and they don't have that Chayzik Kayach HaSichli. And if you give false hopes to people, Teicheles V'mushocha Megin HaSleiv, you break people. And people make false life plans based on false promises that you give them. A person has to be realistic. He has to be able to measure his Kayches. And we're living in the modern Tkufa, where one of the Gedolei Yisrael said that today's yeshivas is la'afuke public school. Once schooling became mandatory, and the street became treif, and every child and every, has to go through a system and belong to a system, and you must belong to a system. But, as the Chaznish said, the system took away the amiratzis of Amol, but it also took away the Goinim, because everybody is forced into the system. So those that would have been Gedolei Yisrael in previous days are frozen into the system. But those that would have been farmers are at least Talmid Chachamim and Yodei Sefer. Ruba de Ruba. In history, if you know history well, knew almost nothing. Rabbi Yehuda says he begs every year to have at least the tillim in their house. They should have one sefer kaddish. When they come home from a day's work, they should have a sefer tehillos. They should have tillim. They should be able to say some dvarim kaddishim. Everything was handwritten before the fuss. Who was able to learn? Everybody was trying to survive physically, have enough food to eat, have enough firewood. It was impossible. And Baruch Hashem, everybody is shaykh to Torah somewhat, but avade, the capacities of Gedolei Olam that the Eibishter planted, that should be a mechayiv, that should break people. In the interview with Reb David Feinstein is told that the Chaim Knievsky is Messiah Kol HaTorah Kula. So he says that's beautiful if he has such a gigantic mind, that's beautiful, but what does it have to do with me? Says Reb David Feinstein, but what I could learn from Reb Chaim Knievsky is the fact that he has such a mind and he loves to learn so much, and yet he gives from his time as a chesed to the tzibur with such patience. That's something I can learn from him. And Reb David Feinstein would always say this over, that you can't learn. Don't talk to me about my father's gayness. He had a brain that's simply not shayich. Talk about the fattest midas. And this was a central theme in Reb Moshe Feinstein's Torah. You see it in Darash Moshe, in Parashat Va'era, Hu Aharnu Moshe, Hu Moshe Ve'aharin. Reb Moshe says, what's going to be measured by Shemayim is how much of your potential did you utilize? Did you bring to fruition? And he says it's possible, and it's mistaber that Davish's Kele Munavein Ovel, that a simple yid that used 100% of his keiches, the Netzach Netzachim will stand higher than the Gadol Adoyer who only used 90% of his keiches, although the Gadol Adoyer was the Rashke Bahag and the Pesik Adoyer. And Moshe would tell this to himself as Musa, basically. And you see it, it's like a Briach HaTichoin, if you hear from people that knew Reb Moshe Feinstein. And the side is that the Eibishter Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Trunia Im Bri Yosef. And therefore, when people see Hanhogis of Gedolei Yisrael, they can't copy those Hanhogis. For example, if the rocket ship is out of the gravitational pull of Earth and could orbit the Earth at many thousands of miles per hour, could you compare that to a car driving that has to stop for a red light, that has to be normal, that has to take into account what's going on around him? The Gadol Adoyer wasn't a social outcast by sitting and learning all day. He knew everybody's going to come ask him shilas. He's going to be part of society in a different way. He's going to shine in a different way. A simple yid can't rely on that. A person with tremendous keiches b'derech ha-teva will be hired to be a rov and to be a mashpia. But an average person has to figure out how to make parnosa b'derech ha-teva, because he doesn't have those outstanding keiches. But that doesn't mean, like the Rambam says, every yid could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Although with a vui you can't be, but as Eved Hashem, to be Meshavad all your keiches, you could be. You could give all your keiches to the Eivishter. The Klal, Reb Chatzchel Levenstein, Mashgiach Panovich, would say that when a Bocher sees, or any Eved Hashem sees that he's starting to become nervous, and it's a simon that he's going beyond his keiches. And although not always does beyond the keiches mean that in isolation, if he'd be living 100 years ago, this would be beyond his keiches. But let's say he feels he has tremendous keiches of asmada. But in order to do those storim, he would have to break away from the yeshiva. And then he would lose his friends. And then he wouldn't be normal. And then it would be hard for him to find the shidduch. So that's a real cheshbon. Then he has to realize that it's not within his keiches. Theoretically, it would be. But it's not. It's just one muscle of many. And a person has to do deep introspection into himself. Why does he want to do something so super? Why isn't he happy just to be a Pashtid? Is it because he wants to stick out, to be recognized? But is that really the point of the Yid? Isn't really the point of the Yid Yizkor Elokim, that the Eibishter recognizes everything you're doing? And the only thing that should really matter to a person is he merutzah to Hashem? Is the Eibishter happy with what he's doing? Does the Eibishter know he's doing the best that he could do in the circumstances, in the time of history? And be very reasonable. The Eibishter is very reasonable. Kele munavein ovel tzadik v'yosheru. Suri v'loyav losaboy. The Eibishter knows the capacity. And the Eibishter doesn't need anybody falling apart and becoming depressed. And leider, many people and many bochurim read books of Gedolei Yisrael, and instead of being impressed with what we mentioned before, how the Eibishter guides Klal Yisrael, they rip themselves to shreds. They lose the chashivas of what they're doing, because if they realize that if they learn 70 years by asmada, they won't know what Reb Moshe Feinstein and what Reb Eliashiv or Reb Chaim Kanievsky knew when they were 17, 18. So then they, because Chas V'Shalom, lose the preciousness and the chashivas of what they're doing. And just to bring out a point, there's always a flip side. Rabbi Ruchem Namir Mashgiach says that in times, in his times, when it was a bizoyin to be a yeshiva bacher, so he says that COVID is the biggest driving force, and busha is the biggest anti that destroys a person, because the person doesn't want to get embarrassed, so he won't do things that make him embarrassed. So he says today, a bacher sitting in yeshiva getting bizoyinus, says Rabbi Ruchem is bigger than Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger got COVID from the Gedolei HaDor, and from the entire Dor. And you bacherim are getting bizoyinus. So likewise, in a generation where there's so many tens of thousands of Lomdei Torah, Baruch Hashem, nobody could stick out. Nobody could even dream of getting COVID. So why is the person doing that? He's doing it Torah Lishma, in the sense of purity, in the sense of Lishma. It's huge, the learning of today's Lomdei Torah. And especially if the person doesn't see within his capacity, B'derech HaTeva, to conquer the entirety of Torah, or anywhere close, and he realistically makes a plan, how much he could do, B'Yishuv Adas, like the Gros says, Torah is only Nikne B'Yishuv Adas, and the Gros says, HaRosha Otz L'Hisasher, the Rosha wants to quickly swallow tremendous amounts of Torah, and he can't process it, and he won't get it well, and he won't understand it well. Versus if he's not Rosha Otzla Sasha, he learns calmly, he makes a Seder, he figures out what he could know, he figures out a Seder that works for him. If he's a Balabas, and the whole world is storming about Dafyoimi, but he feels Dafyoimi is not for him, he doesn't retain anything. He'd rather take 15 years and learn Masechtas Ksubas slowly, or Masechtas Bava Kama. And after he finishes every Perik, he'll close his eyes, and he'll review the whole Shakla Batai of the Perik once, 10 times, 20 times, and then he'll do the next Perik, and he'll know the entire Masechta. And he can walk up and down the block and chaz the entire Masecht and feel he has a kinyan, so let him do that. And if he feels he could go through Shisha Siddur Mishnah with the most unbelievable biurim that they are today on Shisha Siddur Mishnah, so he'll do that. He'll figure out a mahalach. There's a wonderful sefer called Kesef Nifcha that has askama from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says it's the correct derech halimud. We are basically, he took all the sugi, all the gemaras on certain sugis, on 160 sugis, and the rishonim in one place, and you could get a full picture of chazakah, a full picture of davar shloi bol olam, a full picture of breder. Some people understand better when they learn sugis. As long as you're in yeshiva, you have to do the seidah yeshiva. But afterwards, the person has to find what talks to him. It has to be libay chafetz. And the noise around shouldn't deter him from doing what's good for his shtaiding, what's good for his atzlacha b'Torah. And then when the person starts having kinyanim in Torah, even though they're small kinyanim, but they're real kinyanim, and when he's 20, he knows more than when he was 15, and when he's 25, he knows more than when he was 20. Somebody told me a scary thing. He says today is a concept of the new problems make you forget about the old. So he said, today, take somebody that's 20, you lock him up in a room and give him a recorder and you tell him, say all the tamsis of Torah that you know. He says, it's scary how many, if you can even fill 2 hours. And then, at age 30, could he say much more? At age 40, how many hours could he say locked up in a room without svarim and talking to, and say a shir? And how much does he know? But if a person would learn with kinyanim, with a plan, that works according to his tchunas hanefesh, according to his capacity, he would see slowly how he's acquiring more Torah and more Torah. It could be Hilchos Shabbos, it could be the Hilchos HaMayadei Hashono, but whatever it is, he's being koine and he's learning it lefit tchunas nafshoi at his speed. And that will cause that a person feels connected to what he's doing. Not always does the advertisement of a certain mahalach learning work for everybody. It works for some. It's gewaldig for some. But not for everybody.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechake lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111. עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111.